Welcome back, and joining me today is Dewey Bulldoggers head football coach Tyler Cade. And coach, believe it or not, it is the first official week to get game time preparations. It's 0 week. Coach, just how things have been going. I know we scrimmaged against Grove and Kellyville, and really the Doggers looked very good against Grove.
Yes, I'm excited that's here. It seems like just last May we were in the middle of, you know, spring camp, and then all of a sudden now we got pretty much four days since this practice, over 4 days till we play A there. So, you know, I can't believe it's already here. I know our kids are excited. I know our coaches are excited, ready to get on the field and actually showcase what we've been working on for months. You know, I thought in the Grove scrimmage, we were very vanilla offensively and defensively. We are very simple. But, you know, one thing we always demand is effort and a good attitude and display of toughness. And I thought our kids did all three of those things. So I was really proud of them just being able to get lined up to the different schemes we were seeing. But at the same time, we were doing as fast as we could on offense. We were flying to the football defensively. So I was really proud of the effort that our kids showed against Grove.
The one thing about these kids this year is they do have a lot of experience. They had some experience last year, and certainly that will help them out this year.
Yes, I have a great group of seniors as far as with Hunter Brewer, Jonathan Blackman, some other guys up front who are juniors, but they also played as sophomores. So, you know, we rely heavily, especially on our Hunter and Blackman, as far as bringing that senior leadership to practice every day. You know, obviously, those two guys, you get the ball in their hand, and they're very special. You know, a lot of those seniors are playing since they were freshmen and sophomores, so they're ready for the games just as much as those coaches are ready, and they know the expectations that we have for them. So I'm excited to see them get out to showcase their abilities.
Well, I know the one player that you're going to rely on that will lead this offensive attack, Blake Timmons. I thought he performed very well against Grove. Two touchdown passes to the playmaker, Jonathan Blackman.
Yes, and our offense, you know, for what we do, throwing around so much, that quarterback has to be your general, has to be your leader on the field. And one thing that Blake impressed me with against Grove is there at the end, with a little two-minute drive, and his composure just to make reads when the reads were there or to take off and run for a first down, it's really what kept our drives going. So a lot of the success we had against Grove, especially late, was because of Blake. So I'm really impressed the way he's developed mentally as far as being able to go through all his checks and pretty much lead that offense in every offense in every situation. He never panics. He always stays even keel, very composure, and I love seeing him take control of the offense and work the offense.
Well, like I said, all starts this Friday. Starts your debut as a head coach and traveled to Adair to take on the defending Class 2A state champion, the Adair Warriors. And I know they got one general who is a pretty good little quarterback, B.J. Bradbury.
Yes. For my first head coach game as a head coach, we got a heck of an opponent, I'll put it that way. And, you know, I spent a lot of summer studying them, and the kid that impressed me the most was B.J. You know, he's a kid that's been starting since he's a freshman for them. You know, just like we were talking about with Blake a couple seconds ago, B.J. does a great job of going through his checks, going through his reads. You know, I haven't seen him make a mistake, to be honest with you. You know, so we got to get him out of his comfort zone, or if you don't, he's going to pick you apart. So I respect everything that Adair's done. I respect what Coach Lippy's done. You know, it's kind of where we want to get this program headed in the same direction that they've been in the last couple of years. So it's a quality opponent we're open up with. It'll be a great test for our kids to kind of see where we're at going into district after our non-district games.
Defensively, I know that's going to put a lot of pressure on those guys defensively, but how do you stop B.J. Bradbury in that offense of Adair?
We got to have 11 guys flying to the football at all times because he's going to make the correct read. So, you know, we preach effort, you know, all the time on defense and pursuing to the football. And so, you know, if we can't force him to make a bad read, wherever he dumps the ball, wherever he hands it off, we got to have 11 guys flying to that football. Now, you know, obviously I don't want to get too much to my game plan, but we're going to do whatever we can to make him uncomfortable.
Offensively, probably the same way I think the key, though, is to score points and hopefully you get Adair's defense off guard.
Yes. And there are our defense prides ourselves on effort. Well, their defense does a great job of always having the 11 halves to the football. So, you know, what we got to do is do what we do offensively, and that's go as fast as we can go. You know, snap the ball as many times as we can, make those defensive guys get tired, make those defensive guys stink, hopefully one makes a mistake or gets out of the position he should be in, and we can take advantage of it.
Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you against Adair on Friday night.
All right, it was great talking to you. Thank you.